Sandlin's big mark. He's coming it hard, the big fella. Gave a no-looker handball. Collingwood were not aware. And Mundy just rams it home.
Line kick. Oh, big fly Sinclair. He was tunnelled. Mundy the crumb. And he drives it home for another.
And he's been a highlights package for many, many years. It was a great move when he took up the challenge to play midfield about 4 or 5 years ago. And he's been an elite player ever since. Today, Ross Lyon was able to breathe easy for the first time this week, Beaver, because David Mundy signed a long-term contract that sees him probably finish his time in Fremantle. To tell us why, he joins us. Welcome to you, David.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on board. We haven't spoken to you for some time. You're now an elite midfielder in the comp. You have been for many years now, but it's exciting times at Fremantle. I would have been surprised if you had left, given that what you are on the cusp of achieving over there.
Yeah, certainly the on-field performances of the group have been much improved in the last couple of years, and that's really built from the off-field drive and determination that exists within our entire organisation. So it's definitely a privilege to be a part of, and I look forward to the next 3 years.
There are lots of rumours around. Beaver was telling me the Saints were into you. The Hawks were also mentioned about having a chat to your manager. I take it was just par for the course that there were other offers fielded.
Well, I imagine so. I just really wanted to take the time to make sure the decisions that I was going to make was the best for my family. The decision to stay in Fremantle isn't one based on this playing contract or the next 2 or 3 or 4 years. It's really based on the long-term life decisions, and I'm trying to make the best decisions for my family, and I think at the moment that's to stay here in Fremantle. And as I said, the on-field success that we've been able to achieve recently is really also a great big part of that.
We spoke to Greg Hutchison, footy manager of the Saints, last night on the couch when Ross Lyon was coach and they lost that dramatic grand final. He said that the players took 8 weeks to start trying again, to actually understand the pain it takes to win. And it reminded me of what I saw with the Dockers at the start of the year. The first month or so, you just seem to be going through the motions. Not now, obviously, but did it take you a while to get back into the swing of it?
Yeah, I think so. I think our NAB Cup campaign wasn't as fluent as we may have liked at the start of the year also. So, sometimes things can just take a little bit of time to click into gear. It's a long summer, and we really bash through that as hard as we can. And then once you hit games, everyone's up and about earlier in the year. So it's just about trying to get that continuity on the track and in games. And I think we're just starting to see the whole side kind of gel and mesh together over the last kind of 4 or 5 weeks into the side that we want to be.
David, going back to when you first moved into the midfield on a full-time basis, and you're almost the prototype now for that big-bodied midfielder, did you have your own doubts? I mean, if we believe the AFL stats, 192 centimetres, somewhere around 91, 92 kilos, did you actually believe within yourself that you would be able to develop the engine to be a full-time mid?
Well, I think one of the great attributes of probably most AFL players is their great self-belief and desire to be great and to get the best out of themselves. So when I was thrown the challenge, it was certainly something I hadn't thought about, but something that I was willing to take on and really sink my teeth into. And I think it took me one or two pre-seasons to really kind of get up to scratch physically and also just the mental side of the game, understanding the different running patterns and things that mids need to think about, which I hadn't thought about previously. So, I was definitely up for the challenge, and I was just really grateful for Mark Hart giving me the chance.
And in terms of the quotes that were attributed to you earlier today, that each time your contract's been up, there has been the pull of coming back to Victoria. I guess footy fans won't care once you're finished as a player, but can you see yourself coming back home? And given that you're a country boy, I mean, will you come back to Melbourne, or would you even go back and settle in Seymour again?
Who knows post-football what can happen, what kind of doors can open up, but all I can say is at the moment I'm very happy in Fremantle. I've laid some roots down here. I've married a West Australian girl, which probably didn't help me if I really wanted to get back home post-football, but I'm very happy here at the moment, and anything's possible in the future.
So, David, the club is sponsored by Woodside. Which part of the gas plant have you been given to keep you in the West Australian state?
I'm afraid Nat got all of that.
Oh, he got the lot, did he?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they found some gas to keep you there as well. It's an exciting time for Freo fans, and even more exciting now that you stayed. Bad luck to the Victorian clubs trying to lure you back, but good decision for mine, and good luck for the rest of the year.
Thank you very much.